We all go.
I'm touched.
Therian set his coffee down on the counter behind him.
Really? But it's not as easy as saying, I defect, and walking out.
Ethan bristled, but Sigrid appeared in the bathroom doorway, steam rippling out. She must have showered.
What would it take?
Therian eyed the female. Definitely an alpha, with that solid stance, those bright eyes, the lack of fear in them.
The vibe's all about business.
Ari looked at Flynn.
You're rich.
It's not about money for her. She's got more than she knows what to do with. It'd take a trade.
Therian frowned toward the hallway, the door that led to the Viper Queen's private chambers.
Who's with her right now?
Some female?
Ari rose to her feet and padded toward the hall. She reached the door to her room and added over a shoulder.
Pretty blonde in an imperial uniform.
The dragon didn't say anything else as she shut her bedroom door, then locked it.
We need to get out of here. Immediately.
What's wrong?
Declan was already reaching for his handgun, Mark easing to his feet beside him with feline grace. Therian peeked down the hall in time to see the door swing open. The Viper Queen, clad in a blue silk tracksuit and white high-top sneakers, sauntered toward them, hooped gold earrings swaying beneath her black bob.
Just a moment. Your kind of poison's downstairs. Takes a minute to get.
Therian stiffened as the snake shifter entered the room, surveying his friends and settling her gaze on Flynn.
You missed a spot of Sabine's blood on your hands.
They all glared at her, but it was the Fendir heir who shot to her feet.
You're no better than the astronomer, keeping these people here, drugging and...
Lower the hackles, little Fendir.
She surveyed Sigrid from her wet hair to her baggy sweats.
Staying here's free. But a wardrobe upgrade will cost you.
Let them go. The dragon and the mare. Let them go.
Therian didn't let the Alpha's ferocity get his hopes up. Not as the Viper Queen laughed.
Why would I do that? They bring in good business.
She cut Therian a mocking smirk as she stalked for the door, headed to get whatever drugs her client down the hall wanted.
When they're not blowing their load after a few minutes...
Therian bristled, crossing his arms, but as soon as the Viper Queen had shut the door, vanishing outside, clipped footsteps sounded from down the hall. Deck and Flynn drew their guns. Holstrom had his claws out. Therian unsheathed his own, his entire body tensing.
Put those away.
Terror stole any last traces of Therian's brain fog.
Hoof.
You open that door?
The hind said mildly.
And Prince Rune dies.